is your host, TJ Buffenbarger.
Thank you, Beth, coming to you live from the Engine Pro Studios, just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to rate it on Stitcher and iTunes. You can interact with the program on Twitter at TJ Slideways, our Facebook fan page at TJSlideways.com, and via email podcast at TJSlideways.com. Guest appearing tonight on the Specialty Fuels and Logistics Hotline include Ryan Rule to discuss the opening event for the Engine Pro Sprints on Dirt presented by ARP on Saturday, this coming Saturday, I should say, at the Crystal Motor Speedway. And then we're going to have Jason Barney on to discuss winning the Patriot Sprint Tour opener this previous Saturday at the Merrittville Speedway. But before we get into anything, we're going to cover what's going on, the latest news in the open wheel world.
The latest dirt.
Joey Saldana and Shane Stewart picked up feature victories at the Devil's Bowl Speedway at the World of Outlaws this past weekend. Saldana picking up the Friday win, with Stewart taking home $20,000 for his feature victory on Saturday. Brad Sweet leads Stewart by 87 points going into the series return to I-30 Speedway tomorrow night. The All-Stars won in Central PA. The All-Stars won in Central PA again. Dale Blaney picking up the victory at Port Royal Speedway. Note, a weekly sprint car venue for the PA Posse. So a pretty impressive win for the All-Stars. Danny Dietrich picking up the All-Star win at Sealance Grove for the Posse on Sunday. Dietrich also your winner Saturday at Lincoln Speedway. So two wins of the weekend for Dietrich. Brady Bacon won the USAC Amsoil National Sprint Car Series event at Montpelier Motor Speedway. Bacon cruising around the bottom from fourth to first to claim the win. Ian Madsen edged Brian Brown for the victory at Knoxville Raceway on Saturday in the 410 Sprint Car Division. Dusty Zomer winning the 360 event, and Christian Bowman won the 305 feature. Mentioned earlier, Jason Barney being on the show. He was your Patriot Sprint Tour winner at Merrittville on Saturday. We'll talk to him about that later in the program. Byron Reed overcame his last lap defeat the previous week to win Saturday at the Fremont Speedway, picking up the 410 Sprint Car victory. John Ivey, your 305 winner. Kevin Atkins picked up your first pro sprint car feature ever at the Plymouth Speedway. Jack Honschild picked up a pair of victories for the weekend at Atomic and Hilltop Speedway. Brad Honschild also won at Wayne County. Good weekend for the Honschild family. Cody Swanson picking up the opener at Waynesfield Raceway Park. Brady Short at won at Bloomington. Josh Moffitt, your winner at Lawrenceburg. King Cockrum winning at Lincoln Park. Bill Balog was your feature winner at the IRA, with the IRA at Beaver Dam, Attica Raceway Park, Lima Lam Motorsports Park. Both those venues rained out. So that will conclude
the latest dirt.
And it was a pretty busy open wheel weekend. A lot going on. We're going to take a quick commercial break when we come back on the other side. Ryan Rule will join us to talk about the Sprints on Dirt opener. You're listening to the TJ Slideways podcast.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
The Must-See Sprint Car Series is back on MAB TV. Seven races, including the Little 500. It all starts Thursday, May 12th, only on MAB TV. For more info, visit MustSeeRacing.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
Welcome back to TJ Slideways Podcast. Before we come back, we've got some feature winners from Max and Chassis. We'd like to congratulate Jaron Hall, Kyle Bellum, Bud Kading, Byron Reed, Dusty Zomer, Jamie Veal, and Danny Dietrich, all picking up feature wins this past weekend with Maxim Chassis. You can visit their website, racemaxims.com. Joining us now on the Specialty Fuels and Logistics Hotline, your defending winner of the Sprints on Dirt season opener at the Crystal Motor Speedway. Driver, it's really had a couple of breakout seasons the past 2 years, kind of coming into his own. Ryan Rule joining us on the line. Ryan, thanks for taking time out to join us tonight.
Yeah, no problem, TJ. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with your program to begin with. Things are going to be a little bit different this season. What is your program going to look like, and where are fans going to be able to see a race this year?
This year, we are focusing mostly on the new Great Lakes Super Sprint Series. And so we're going to try to make it to every one of their races and then try to catch some sod races on the side.
All right, so Ryan Rule, kind of doing what we're hearing a lot of teams are doing, is splitting some time between the two series. And one of the sod races, I believe I saw you racing, is the opener this Saturday at the Crystal Motor Speedway. And it's kind of a new era, new tire, new rules. You're one of the drivers that tested the tire package. What were your initial thoughts of what you experienced during the tire package? What can we expect to see on Saturday?
It actually wasn't as huge of a difference as I think a lot of people made it out to be. So when we tested, a lot of people said it was kind of going to be an astronomical difference, but it was definitely slower. The biggest thing was it's super easy to spin your tires coming out of the corners, which I always kind of had trouble with earlier in my racing. And the last few years, I feel like I've, gotten better on the throttle, and I'm excited. I think the tires are going to kind of play into my driving.
Ryan Rule joining us on the hotline, talking about the sod opener for 2016 and Michigan racing in general. You are going to be staying home a lot this year, it seems like. Back with just your own program for 2016, but the past couple of years, you've really seemed to come into your own. What do you think has made the biggest difference over the past couple of years where it's really seemed to pick up your performance?
I guess for the most part, we just tried to just pick one thing and stick with it. For a while, we were trying different things from different people with different parts of the car, and I think it was just kind of a hodgepodge, and we didn't really know what was affecting what certain aspect. And also we brought Terry Stewart on the crew, and he's awesome to work with. I'm sure he's definitely made me faster. And we deal with Brian Kemenaw at Kistler Race Products a lot, and he always has great advice and is always giving me something useful to work with.
Ryan Rule joining us on the line. How much do you think your confidence played into that as well? Do you think over the past years your confidence is quite a bit greater than it has been in past years?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, once in 2014, we won four features, and I almost thought they were flukes. You know, I was happy to be running well, but I didn't think, you know, it was the real deal. But then when we started to kind of win consistently, I got excited to show up at the track because I thought, you know, we might have the car to win every night. And yeah, I'd say that helped a lot.
Do you think there was a one aha moment where that really kind of clicked for you? Can you remember like one moment where all of a sudden that light switch flipped on and went, holy cow, I really do know how to do this?
Yeah, I think it was the second or third time we won at Hartford. I watched a video of it afterwards, and it looked like we were fast.
Ryan Rule joining us on the hotline. Did I see right that this is going to be your 10th season of racing coming up?
Yes, sir, it is. Hard to believe.
Yeah, no kidding. For me especially, 10 years of racing. When that number first came across your eyes, did you even have to kind of take a double take and do the math and really figure out if it was actually your 10th season?
Yeah, kind of. Oh, well, I knew it was coming up, but yeah, every time I think about it, it seems like just last month I was getting my first car around, talking to people that had been racing that, you know, I was nervous to talk to because I was just a spectator. So, yeah, it seems crazy to me that I've been around for 10 years.
Ryan Rule joining us. So you're still going to be doing some racing at your home track there at Butler Motor Speedway where you have kind of cut your teeth initially. Do you think between the side of the GLS races or GLSS races, you're going to see some are fans going to be able to see you there part-time as well?
Yeah, probably not too much outside of the SOD and GLSS, but yeah, I guess you never know.
Ryan Rule joining us on the line. Last year, you had the opportunity to do some 410 racing, actually the past couple of years, and it seemed to be you did pretty well at it. Unfortunately, that did not work out for 2016, but you know, going forward, is that something you want to do more of?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was super thankful to the Dales for letting me get to experience the 410 stuff. But yeah, I was pretty nervous about it, but yeah, once I felt like I was getting the hang of it, I loved it. And yeah, I would love to do some more 410 racing.
Of course, last year, one of the biggest moments, that feature win at Eldora Speedway and a huge victory for you. Would you consider that your biggest victory at this point?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. Yeah, it was one of the, you know, kind of headline events of the schedule, and it paid more than any of the other features I've ever won. And you know, there's so much history and prestige at Eldora that, yeah, it was a big deal for me and everyone on the team.
My dad and I were talking about you at Eldora the other night, and we were discussing how that track seems to really fit your driving style, where a lot of people go in there intimidated. You've never been afraid to put that thing on the fence and go. Why do you think that track fits your driving style so well?
I've thought about this a few times. I can only think that it's a lot like a go-kart where you just sort of keep the throttle down, try not to move the wheel, and not think about the wall.
It was just something you definitely want to do in a kart. So Ryan Rule joining us on the line. Well, Ryan, let's talk about, turn around here and talk about Crystal for a moment. That's a place that, you know, a lot of people take a little while to go fast on, it seems like. And the past couple of years, you figured it out. But one thing I thought was impressive, you figured out a way to traverse the bottom. How much work did you guys put in to be able to get around the bottom of that place? And without giving away too much, how did you figure out how to traverse the bottom, get around the low side of the track so well?
Well, I guess it just sort of was something I needed to do there, I guess. Just any time I got trying to run the top really hard to keep up with Dustin, I would I can't count how many times I slid off the banking and lost 7 spots. So at that particular slick little track, I figured, you know, if I got the bottom to work all right, I wouldn't cost myself so many spots all the time. And Terry, wherever I kind of run, if I just tell him what I think I want the car to do or what I'm planning to do, he's pretty good at making something happen.
And kids, there's something to learn about. If you want to outrun somebody, sometimes you have to go where they're not. Well, Ryan, I really appreciate you taking time out to join us, and look forward to seeing you Saturday at the sod opener.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to getting to the track and seeing all the fans.
All righty. That's Ryan Rule. We're going to take a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Jason Barney, your most recent winner with the Patriot Sprint Tour. You're listening to the TJ Sideways Podcast. Stay tuned.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
The must-see Sprint Car Series is back on MAB TV. 7 races, including the Little 500. It all starts Thursday, May 12th, only on MAB TV. For more info, visit MustSeeRacing.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
Welcome back to the TJ Sideways Podcast. Feature win list is set to be published on Tuesday. Your top five when that list is published will be as follows. Brian Clausen leading the way with 11 feature victories this year. Die Shot still in the second spot. Tied for second now, Jamie Veal with 9 victories. Stephen Lines with 8 wins in the fourth spot. And Brad Sweet rounding out the top five with 7 victories. And joining us on the Specialty Fuel Legit Fuels and Logistics Hotline, a driver that just added his name to that list by winning the Patriot Sprint Tour feature on Saturday at the Merrittville Speedway. Standout in the Northeast, friend of the website, Jason Barney, joining us on the line now. Jason, thanks for taking time out to join us tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate having me on. I've been wanting to do this for some time now.
Yeah, you know, we took that year off of doing this, and you're one of the ones that was bugging me. Yeah, get doing that again so we could do this. And all it took was winning at Merrittville to make it happen. So let's go back and talk about that on Saturday. You had to get Matt Tanner by him to get the lead. Why don't you talk us through how you got the lead from him?
We had a good car in the heat race, and we've won there the year before, and we brought the same car and same package. I mean, right, we really spent the week just making sure that we had every detail, because we were just so good there last year, and felt like if we just did the right things and got ourselves in a position that we could have a good opportunity. And we came back with the right thing and got buried in the heat race, ended up starting last, and there was a little tangle in the beginning of the heat race, and we got caught up in it a little bit, but not as bad as some others. So we were kind of set a little bit behind in the heat race, but managed to get to the front and get in the redraw, and that was important. And then being able to start up front, you know, kind of takes a little bit of pressure off you, and we could just focus on making sure we did the right things with the race car and trying to get off to a good start off the race. And Matt said that he was going to go right to the bottom for the first five laps and make sure that I couldn't get him. And he must have changed his mind by the beginning of the first corner, because he went right to the top. So that just kind of opened it up for us and kind of helped us get in the groove and me kind of settle in where I felt comfortable and get to work on him as early as we could and, you know, try to get through lap traffic the best that we could.
Now, I was looking at the lap charts and the transponders, and I saw these are the names of people I saw behind you in this feature: Steve Poirier, Mitch Brown, Jared Zimbardi. So three pretty heavy hitting guys. Did you ever see any of them with a nose under you or anything in lap traffic, or were you far enough ahead you didn't even see them?
I didn't see them, but I definitely thought about them a lot. You know, after Jared and Steve both, you know, came through their heat races from deep, and they looked really maybe a little more versatile than we were and not so one-dimensional. They looked really good in the top and three and four and could seem to go better in the middle in one and two. And I was a little concerned that we were just not going to be able to get going quick enough. And then once we got to lab traffic, maybe we couldn't move around as good as those guys. But when, you know, you have the 28 FM behind you, you're pretty nervous no matter where you are. If you're starting second or starting 15th, he's still got a chance to win no matter where he is. And he's, you know, by far the class of the field that we race with. So it's nice to keep him and anybody else behind you. And Jared's been really good. And just everybody we race with has just been getting better and better. And the competition is really good. And, you know, Matt, I was just on the phone with Matt 10 minutes ago talking over some stuff. He's kind of come on board, and he is using the same chassis that we're using. That was his first night out, so we were kind of bouncing ideas back and forth on each other all night, and he ended up going one way with the race car, and we went with a little different way, and luckily we had just a little bit more experience with the car and that racetrack, and was able to keep going. But it was good. It was a good night. Makes you feel that the winter work and the preparation and still matters and helps you have some confidence going into the next couple weeks.
Jason Barney joining us on the line right now. And you had mentioned your chassis program. You guys always take a little bit different path on this. I was going to ask you, why don't you explain to people in a nutshell, what's a little bit different chassis-wise with your program? Maybe what did you do different this season?
This has kind of been a five-year work in progress. It's just nothing that happened overnight. When I decided to start my own team, it was a very low budget. Basically, I borrowed everything I had from my 401k, and family and friends helped me out with the rest. And that's where it started. And I had a really close friend of mine that raced with me my whole life, moved out to Arizona and ended up meeting Ryan Linder out there. And he gave me a call and said, hey, you really need to talk to this guy. He's, you know, he's a lot like you. You guys, you know, have a lot of same personality and a lot of same thought process. And we just kind of hooked up, and it was, you know, the best thing for my race team, is was able to work with somebody to help me get going and really helped me out and kept me in my budget. And it's just grown from there. We just kind of try to do our own thing, and we've kind of, he's allowed us and helped us build our own style of program and our own deal, and just really make it our own and fine tune it to us and to where we race and to the way we like to do things. And it's been huge to get us to where we are in such a short amount of time. And always just willing to help them out and with anything that we can do and feedback and information. And to get a couple other guys on the program is going to help. It's one thing that was kind of unique, is we always felt like we were a little bit on an island kind of doing things on our own. But, you know, now Matt's has a car and he's going to do a little bit. And Chuck Hebing just got a car and he's going to be using one this year too. So it'd be nice to have some info and try to make us better in the places that we struggle and try to make our whole program a little bit better.
And just for everyone to know, who's the gentleman you're speaking of in the chassis name?
Ryan Linder from Phoenix, Arizona, X1 Race Cars. He became a really good friend of mine.
Sorry about that.
Really instrumental in getting us going. He had Ryan Smith drive his car out there at Winter Heat and had some good success. And he's just, you know, it's trying to get his foot in the door, not looking to be the same as everybody else. We're just trying to build our own thing, and I think it's a pretty special thing, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Now, the Northeast has a lot of different options where you can race, Canada and in the States. Where are we going to see you racing primarily in 2016?
We're going to try to bounce around. I mean, we're going to obviously follow the full ESS tour and try to hit as majority of the Patriot races as we can. Right now we have like 50 races on the schedule. And last year we did 44 races and never left 5 hours from home. So we're, you know, as fortunate as anybody is in the country, especially for 360 racing, to be able to do that amount of racing for that good of money with that little travel expense. And it's helped build our program. And I think we're going to try to branch out a little bit. We're going to go into ASCS National Speed Week this year, starting at Devil's Bowl, and then a couple nights in Oklahoma and Missouri, something that we've really wanted to do. We've had, you know, good success with our Speed Week. I think it's, you know, a great event, you know, 5 nights in a row. And we'd like to run back-to-back. We just feel that when we run multiple nights, 2-3 nights in a row, that we seem to run better, you know. So looking to just get out on the road a little bit and try running with some different guys with a, you know, a little different rule package, and just try to branch out. We've had such great opportunities around here to race at so many different size, shapes, surfaces that we just like to go and do some different things.
Jason Barney joining us, and I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about one of our favorite events, the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. When you have a race like Merrittville, where you have a lot of the heavy hitters from that race there, and you win that, does that give you a little more confidence leading into that race in September?
Yeah, you know, now it's September's a long ways away, but, you know, there's a place that I love racing at. We try to get there as much as we can. And, you know, we try to get there 4 to 5 times a year just for that night. Last year I left a little disappointed. You know, we had our best opportunity. We've run second there twice, and we've run third. And, you know, last year we got to start on the front row and just didn't make it happen. And, you know, all winter we kind of, I was kind of disappointed in that night. You know, you just do not get the kind of opportunity that you have to start up front there. And that's, and we did and just didn't capitalize on it. So looking forward to get back, maybe not have that same opportunity, but hopefully have a little better result. And it's definitely, I'm not sure if I can retire from racing without winning that race. It's a lot to me. And it's, you know, it's just, it's our crown jewel. Kind of reminds me, you know, being in modified country here. It's like the old, you know, Victoria 200, where guys just show up from everywhere, and it's a great race. And we really work hard at it, and hopefully we get another opportunity at it.
Well, Jason, I appreciate you taking time out to join us tonight, and best of luck. If you keep winning, we'll get to do this later on in the year.
Well, hopefully I do talk to you again.
All right, that is Jason Barney. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up with TJSideways.com podcast.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
The must-see Sprint Car Series is back on MAV TV. Seven races, including the Little 500. It all starts Thursday, May 12th, only on MAV TV. For more info, visit MustSeeRacing.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
Still learning the controls of the new studio, as we proved in that last Jason Barney interview, where we cued the bumper music up in the middle of the interview just to prove we do tape this thing just like a live show. You're listening to TJ Sideways podcast. It gets interesting here. If you ever see our setup, I'll have to videotape this most on Facebook at some point so you can see the insanity this is on podcast night or nights, depending as we get the season going on. It gets more interesting, but hey, we'll just get better as weeks go on. So imagine this is sod opening week, and this is one of the most interesting seasons we've had in recent memory when it comes to sprint car racing in the Great Lakes State. We have an ASCS national event. We have two World of Outlaw events. We have three All-Star events, but Locally on the dirt side, we now have three sprint car series again. We have the sprints on dirt, no weight rule, I mentioned no engine displacement rule, and a different tire than everyone else is using except for Plymouth Speedway. They adopted it for their pro sprint division. It's a narrower, harder tire, one stagger option, one compound option. And that's what they're going to go with. It's a little bit narrower. It's going to be interesting to see how it turns out. There's also the Great Lakes Super Sprints, which is the existing 360 sprint car formula. And, you know, we've been asked a lot, particularly me in the group, of what my opinion is of the whole situation. And it really has remained, for the most part, unchanged. I mean, we have to see what the on-track product is going to look like for both. And I think both are actually going to make through the season a little bit better than what people think they are. As the Saad thing did not, in my opinion, start out well with the announcement, but they have done over the offseason and building momentum into their first event is remarkable. And the biggest thing about both these series, I think it proved, is it needed a reset button in the lines of travel. And I think the co-sanctions and some of the travel races out of state were stretching people probably more thin than the rule books were even at this point. And I see a lot more excitement right now because there are races in state, and there's a lot of races in state. Actually, if you put the GLSS and SOD schedules together and look at them, it's a pretty healthy schedule. And I think you're going to see a majority of teams in the area talking to people. They're going to split time between both, and I've heard more people talking about running the complete schedule for both tours because the travel is halfway reasonable. They're not having the stretch too thin, and the number of events, they have a chance to race for a championship in either or, possibly if Mother Nature plays out well, both series at this point. So it's one of the most fascinating storylines I've had in the 20 years of doing this website. I mean, we've had multiple sprint car series before that. We've seen this go from Saad, developed from the 360s when the name got moved over from the 410 to the 360s, Auto Value Super Sprints, Gloss. We've seen a variety of different series through the area. We've had MTS in the area for a while. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Is there going to be room? Ultimately, the people listening to this podcast are going to be our biggest deciders, the race fans and the race teams, whether you're a driver, crew member, race fan, you're going to be the biggest deciding factors in this. And all I would ask is maybe give both sides a try, you know, and support them and see what you think. And once you see the end product and you find what you like, make sure to support it. Even if it's both, just go out to the races either way and enjoy it and have a good night. As far as we're concerned, we're going to be covering both series. I've worked for Saad in the past. I've also, we've worked with Barry and John and John Nida, who's running Saad, and Barry Marlowe is running the Great Lakes Super Sprints. And honestly, like both guys, and it's really interesting to see both series and both, they both go about their business different ways. They're both personality-wise completely different ends of the spectrum. And you've got a series like Saad that's taking a new direction, but has 30-plus years of brand equity and a very veteranly leader in John, who's been around the sport for years. A lot of the newer drivers haven't seen him around as much because he hasn't been around the racetrack as much as he was in the past. But now, you know, he's getting to a point where he's going to be retiring soon, and he's going to be able to spend more time with it. And then you've got Barry, who's a very enthusiastic, energy, outgoing. And it's, you know, two different approaches. And I'm very curious to see how the thing's all going to turn out. I mean, we're going to know at the season end. And I'm excited about Saturday. Or anyway, it could be either series. I'm excited about the GLSS debut at I-96 in a few weeks. Both series close to home, both races close to home for me. So, of course, I'm going to be enthusiastic about it. And it's going to be an exciting time as the music goes randomly off again. But to me, the sport is healthy, and we really have some exciting, exciting events coming up this year. Look at that All-Star Triple Harrow GLSS and MTS. Saad has some great races in the area. There's an increased payout to help for teams to integrate the new tires in. I thought that was a great move they announced a couple weeks ago to get things going. A lot of buzz about the Saad tire rules. A lot of buzz also about GLSS, saying races with the ASCS National Tour coming to Michigan that involves GLSS and some great doubleheaders. It's going to be an exciting season either way. And to me, I can't wait to see how it unfolds and look forward to being at Crystal on Saturday. And that's going to wrap up this edition of the TJ Sideways podcast. I'd like to thank our guests, Ryan Rule and Jason Barney, for joining us this evening. Of course, don't forget, if you enjoy the podcast, make sure to rate it on iTunes and Stitcher. We'll join you again next week. Thank you and good night.
Thank you for listening to the TJ Slideways podcast.